easily hit that note. It must be the humid air. Thank you very much, Mike. It's very nice of you to every night adjust the mics for me. It's a very nice thing. And have you ever noticed that your name is Mike? Have you ever thought about that?
No.
You see, I do. That's why they call me a Renaissance man. That and the fact that I carry smallpox. You know, the Rangers and I have an agreement. The minute this stops being fun, that's when we quit. This is my iPad set list. It's kind of a cheat, but all the bands use set lists. And I think my crowd calls for a $600 set list. It's that kind of beat. Anyway, this next song is called Angry Birds Level 7. I'm doing two of my favorite things right now, comedy and charging people to hear music. So, if you've been paying attention tonight, you might have noticed that I'm playing the banjo in two different styles. One is called Scrug style, that's with three fingers, and it has, you wear picks, and it's usually that very fast style, and the other is called clawhammer. And I know that sounds like a Kama Sutra position, but it's not. It's actually a way of playing the banjo, and I'm going to do that for you right now. This is a song off the Rare Bird album, and it's called The Great Remember. And it's it has elements of melancholy and sadness to it. It's a kind of tune you might play sitting out in the backyard on a summer night. I was sitting out the other night in my backyard, and it was a beautiful night, and the neighbors came over and they said, "Steve, would you mind playing the banjo for a while?" And I said, "What's the matter? You don't like the air horn?" Anyway, this is a song.
We love you, Steve!
Played in the clawhammer style called The Great Remember.